The Inupiaq Immersion School in Kotzebue is getting ready to expand. The tiny one-room school currently teaches preschool, kindergarten, and first grade, but next year, teachers and students will move to a two-room building and accept second graders for the first time. It's an important step for an institution that's playing a crucial role in keeping the endangered language alive. APRN's Annie Feit reports.
Polly Schaefer remembers the day 10 years ago when the Gaychoate School first opened its doors.
It was scary.
There was no artwork on the walls and only a ragtag mix of hand-me-down furniture to fill the space. The Gaychoate had just a few committed teachers, like Schaefer, and a classroom of eager students. But Schaefer says that first day was gratifying.
It took us a while to really push for it. And then once we got it opened, it was... What took us so long?
These days, the one-room school is bright and colorful, filled with pint-sized tables and chairs. Big posters with the Inupiaq alphabet decorate the walls. 20 kids sit cross-legged in front of a whiteboard, leaning in as teacher trainee Wanda Baltazar goes over the morning lesson. In the last decade, the private school has become an essential part of the community. Elders like Schaefer, who grew up speaking the language, recognized it was dying. But Schaefer says it was the young parents who pushed hardest for the school. Schaefer says knowing the language is a critical part of what it means to be Inupiaq.
It's our self-identity. It's who we are. Once you know who we are, the language, the culture, no matter where you go, when you leave, you'll always be grounded. I think that's missing in some schools. Not knowing who they are, they're just kind of lost.
Teacher Wanda Baltazar understands exactly what Schaefer means when she talks about kids being lost. Baltazar's mother was from Kotzebue, but she grew up in California, not knowing her Inupiaq family. She was 23 when she moved to Kotzebue.
And I had only said I was going to be up here for a year, but after being up here, I realized that this is what I had been missing. The culture and the people is what I needed. I needed that. I was lacking that in my self-identity. And when I began to listen to it and started to eat the food and do the cultural activities and join again with my people here, my mother's family, I realized that that is what I needed, and that made me feel better. As an individual, it made me stronger.
When Baltazar started having her own children, she was determined they would learn Inupiaq. Her daughter was one of the first students at Gaychoate. Now she's 14 years old, getting ready for high school. Baltazar's two younger boys are also graduates of the immersion school.
They're not afraid of anything. My kids are very brave, considering where I was when I was their age. I was very timid. But themselves, they are so secure in their knowledge of who they are and where they come from that they're not afraid to speak with other people or speak Inupiaq to other people or ask people to speak Inupiaq to them.
Besides learning the language, Gaychoate students are immersed in cultural activities that define life in the region. The teachers sneak state standards into a curriculum filled with hunting, dog mushing, and fishing. Berry picking trips offer the chance to teach basic shapes and colors. And Polly Schaefer says Inupiaq values are also a big part of every lesson plan.
Mostly, kamakshilutin, to be respectful of themselves, to each others, to animals and nature.
Traditional songs are another important teaching tool. The kids sing standing up in a circle. Next year, when the school expands to second grade, 10 more spots will open up. But at 30 students, there will still be a long wait list. Wanda Baltazar hopes eventually kids will continue on through high school and even college. It's a big dream for such a small school, but the name Gaychoate encourages that kind of thinking. It means anything is possible. For APRN, I'm Annie Feit.